Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin in Maseches Nedarim. We're in. Daf Ayin Zayin, Menachem, thank you very much for the past couple of days, and I wish to thank everybody for their wishes of Mazel Tov and a new meaning of Rabbi Akiva's Gemara, Sheli v'Shelach, Shelahu. So if my wife's not home, no, so it's Shelaha, and I can't get out of the house. So Baruch Hashem. Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin. Let's get back to Maseches Nedarim. It's not awesome. Mefirim Nedarim b'Shabbos, Minishalim Nedarim Shehin L'Tzarech HaShabbos. We start off by quoting the last Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos about Hafara and Hatara on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to be Mefir Nedarim on Shabbos, but She'elas Nedarim is limited to only L'Tzarech HaShabbos. Nedarim that you need has to do with something that's related to Shabbos, something about eating, something about Rashi, the Mefarish says, K'don she'nadra me'achila o me'tachshitin, something to do with Shabbos, so that one is allowed to be Shoel on Shabbos. Rashi there in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Mem Vav, it was quoted earlier, Rashi quotes, Mefirim Nedarim ba'al le'ishto. A husband is allowed to be made for the Nedarim of his wife on Shabbos. The Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos, though, notes that it's both, whether it's father or husband. Why would it be limited? They're both hafar. Why would Rashi Dafka there say that it's Baal L'Ishto? The Mefarish here says Baal L'Ishto Va'av L'Bitos. That's why some use this to prove also that, again, the Mefarish is not Rashi, because here he says both, while that Rashi in Maseches Shabbos only says Baal L'Ishto. So why would it be limited? Why would it be limited? So at the end of the Sefer Shalmei Nedarim, which is the Sefer we've used a lot on Maseches Nedarim, there's a letter from the Aderet, from the Ta'omim. So there he quotes, he asks this kash on Rashi, right as Dafka say that the Cook's father-in-law, yeah. Why does Rashi there Dafka say Ba'al Ishto? Because that's my time will appear Shalav Labito. So he quotes. Well, it depends how comparable they are. We mentioned the first day, I think, when we started the 10th Perek, that the reason that a husband can be made for the Nedarim of his wife, we had a few days ago, Dafayin Gimel, Kol Noderes, Al Das Baila, Hino Deres. She always has her husband in mind, so therefore the husband is able to be made for the Nedarim. So what about the father? Is the father also based on that? So he said maybe that's a machlokas between the Rambam and other Rishonim. Other Rishonim who also limited the Nedarim to Beino Leveina, or other Nedarim, or Inui Nefesh. So maybe also it's based on Aldas Avia Hino Deres. But the Rambam says all Nedarim could be included. If all Nedarim could be included, maybe it's Dafka because she's in his Rishus, not because of Aldas Baila Hino Deres. So she's just the Aderet, then maybe, according to Rashi, Rashi holds like Rov Rishonim that it's based on Aldas Ha'av Hino Deres. And therefore, I'm sorry, it's like the Rambam that it's not based on Aldas Avinoderes, but it's not because she's in the Rishus, and therefore what? So he continues, the only reason that Afar can be done on Shabbos by husband and wife is because the items don't become muksa. Because why when she makes a nether, she knows that the husband might be made for it. Mashenkein, by the daughter, she doesn't do it Aldas Avia, so the items become muksa. If they become muksa, then they're off limits, so then Hafara won't help. That's why Rashi suggested in Maseches Shabbos that it's dafka hafara of Baal Ishto can be done on Shabbos. Okay, so that's Mefirim Nedarim b'Shabbos. But Hataras Nedarim is only done with Tzarech Shabbos. Why is Hatara Nish'alin? Why is that the word used for Hatara? What about Matirin Nedarim? Why is it Nish'alin? What are the words She'ela? So the Tosfos Yontif there says in Maseches Shabbos, because by Hafara you don't ask any questions. The husband and the father just go, boom, okay, Mefirim Nedarim. No questions are asked. But by Hatara, you have to ask. Pesach, Harata, you have to research. The Rav has to research. So that's why it's Tzarech Chakira. So therefore, the Lashon She'ela is used. But why is it in the Nifal? Nish'alin? Why not Sho'alin? Right, Nish'alin focuses on the one who is asking. So he quotes, maybe the difference is because Hafara can be done by Karcha. The wife doesn't have to be there, the daughter doesn't have to be there, but by Nish'alin, the one who made the nether is there. You have to ask them all the questions. That's what there's a focus also on the one who is asking, so Nish'alin. Nish'alin, that's what the Melech Shlomo suggests in the back of the Yachin Boaz's Mishais on Maseches Shabbos. Okay, so that's just in terms of the Lashon a little bit. So, Hafaras Nedarim can be done on Shabbos. She'elas Nedarim only L'Tzarech Shabbos. What's the issue with Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos? Why would it be a problem? Well, we assume all is only limited only L'Tzarech Shabbos. What's the issur of Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos? Writing something down. They usually write something down. What would they write down? Yeah? Oh, so the Ron here says, first skinny line, Ron says, Mishum tekivan tzara chacham o shlosha hedyotus mechzi kedina. It's included in din, and even though the Karanora here says, even though usually din is only usr, gzeirish and meyichtov, here there is no such chash, but it's mechzi. It's not really din, but it's mechzi kedina. That's number one. It might be usr mishum din. The Ron in Masechah Shabbos says it's mishum tircha. Maybe it's a tircha yaseira. I don't know how much tircha it takes to be mefer, but different definitions of tircha. So maybe it is a tircha issue. The Levush in Yaradeya suggests, the Levush in Yaradeya is called Atera Zahav. We know all the Levush is Svarim. The Levush on Arachayim is called the Levush Malchus, and on Choshe Mishpat it's called Butzva Argaman, and on Yaradeya it's called Atera Zahav, and on the Eved Ezer is Busvar Gaman, and on Choshe Mishpat is called the Ir Shushan. Right, so where does that cover? It comes from a pasuk of the Megillah, where Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag. So Mordechai, his name is Mordechai, Mordechai Yafa. Mordechai Yatsa Lefnei Amelach, Belevush Malchus, Batera Zahav, Ubutzvar Gaman, Ir Shushan, Zalava Samecha. Right, so that pasuk, he took a different phrase. It's a whole story about him in clothing, why he named his farm after that pasuk. But so the Shach always quotes the Ayin Tez Zayin, the Atar Zav on Yeredeya, and the Ir Shushan, the Ayin Shin on Choshen Mishpat. So the Atar Zav suggests a third shot. He says maybe you cannot do it, except if it's going to be Bevatel Onik Shabbos. Aval Tzarech Kol Loma Yatir B'Shabbos Havi Lei Mimsoch Hefzecha Va'aser. It's a violation of Mimsoch Hefzecha V'Dabar Davar. Pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu. That is, it's halachically not Shabbos Dik. And therefore, anything that doesn't have to do with Shabbos, you know, what's the point? Why are you allowed to do that? That is a third idea. So we have Din, we have Tircha, we have Mimsoch Hefzecha, and finally, the fourth suggestion by some Achronim, not really found in the Rishonim, is Mechzi Kimisakein. It's like fixing. You can't eat something, and now you're fixing it. Just like you can't be tovel something on Shabbos, Mechzik Misakein. Just like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simin Tuf Tzadik Ches, that a Chacham is not allowed to look at a Bechor, Bisman Hazet, to see if it has a Mum Kavua or not, because before it is Asur, and now you're fixing it. You're fixing it by saying it has a Mum Kavua, then you're saying it's Mutter. So too here, you would say it's like a type of Misakein. The Mishnah Berurah there, in Simin Tuf Tzadik Ches, explains that regular psak is mutter, because regular psak is mutter on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You're not fixing anything. Somebody asks you, you know, is this treif? Did I treif up? Is this kosher? Can I eat this? That's not a problem, because you're not fixing. You're being megala what the metzias is. But by certain halacha, certain psakim, that creates a metzias. By re'ias chacham of a bechor, it's not just that you don't know if it's aser. You need the chacham to tell you. Most psaki just don't know. By a firstborn, I feel yesh mum bo mum gamur kol shlo itir chacham. It's aser, and therefore being matur it is kimisakein. So maybe we'll say the same thing here for sure, right? It's not just you're not being megala anything by a hatar of a chacham. You're really creating the heter, and therefore it would be aser. Okay, those are four ideas behind why hataras nedarim would be aser on Shabbos unless it's letzarech. Obviously, the issue is not so strong if we allow it letzarech Shabbos. By Mitzvah also. Right, Yontif, right, so Shabbos would be a better one, right? Shabbos would be a better one to look at. Right, you can't sit on Yontif because it's Simchas Yontif. Unless, but getting him out of being a Mitzvah would be Simchas Yontif.
But we don't allow anything.
Right, we don't allow it, yeah.
In those cases, could you go to your father and ask him?
In those cases, could you go to your father? Hafara. Hafara could be done on Shabbos.
No, in other words, you're allowed to ask your father, is that mudr do on Shabbos, but your father can't be part of the bed.
Your father cannot be part of the bezer. Meaning, if you're doing it through hatara, it cannot be done. Hafara can be done, as we'll see. If it's not letzarech Shabbos, so that's all we did was the Mishnah so far. So the Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Ibai Lahu. How do we understand this Mishnah? Again, the Mishnah in the first line says you can be made for Nedarim on Shabbos. The second line, you can only be shol Nedarim Letzarech Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to know if those last two words of the Mishnah, Letzarech Shabbos, are even going back on the Resha. Ibai Lahu. Mefirim Nedarim B'Shabbos Letzarech HaShabbos, Oldem Afilish Lo Letzarech. Find the Mishnah limits the Hatara to Letzarech Shabbos, but what about the Hafara? Is the hafar, is there a period after Mefir Nadar Meshabbos period? All hafar Nadar are done on Shabbos? Or also that's limited, just like Atar is limited, hafara would be limited. Or do you say, no, even Shalol Tzarech, it would not be limited. The Rush explains, or the first two wide lines of the Rush, that all hafara is just a statement. You don't have to do much. So by Atar, it's a whole process. But hafara is just a statement. So maybe you'd say, even Shalol Letzarech Shabbos, it would be allowed. So Tashma says the Gemara, the Tani Rav Zuti, the Bei Rav Papi, Ein Mefir Nedarim, Elo Letzarech HaShabbos. Rav Zuti says that it's limited, just like Hatar is limited to Letzarech Shabbos, so too Hafar is limited to Letzarech Shabbos. This is not going to be the Maskana, but based on this, the Rivash, I think we discussed this back on Daf Chav Gimel, the Rivash asks, there is a machlokas rishonim that we learned earlier. What is kol nidre all about? Is kol nidre a type of hataras nadarim based on the previous year's nadarim, or is it talking about the future? That's machlokas Rabbeinu Tam, other Baalei Tosfos. So ask the Rivash, if hataras nadarim is a hataras nadarim going on in the past, how do we do it on Yom Kippur? Right, the Gemara here says you can't be made for nadarim, you can't be matan nadarim on Shabbos. So, right, so how do you do it? So it's not I'm saying it here on the Hafara line. It's really on the Hatara line. But why is it? How can we do Kol Nidre? Right, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbason. Shabbos is also called Shabbos, Shabbason in the Torah. But what's the difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos? So A, he says maybe that's where the minhag developed of doing it early. The Rama says in Aruch Chaim that you're supposed to start Kol Nidre before it gets dark. Maybe even finish it before it gets really dark. He quotes also, he says, maybe they started, they say Kol Nidre before, Heim Omer Moso, Kodem Birchas Zman, Vadayin Lo Kibul Yantav Alein. They said it before the Shechianu, we say Kol Nidre. So maybe they didn't really fully accept Kedushas Yantav yet. So maybe that's why they were allowed to say it. But then he says, more fundamentally, maybe it is a Tzarech Hayom. Maybe getting all my Nedarim gotten rid of is part of my Kapara. And that's a Tzarech of Yom, of Yom Kippur. It's a day of Yom Slicha V'Kapara. So maybe that's why it's allowed, even if you go into the night. Ula yomar harash gamkein tekivan je'ein zerak l'masha avar k'deshi yiskaper lo v'hayom u yom slichu v'kapara l'tzarech hayom chashev lei. It is like a tzarech hayom. But then the Ravash says, I don't like any of these answers, they're all dachuk. I don't like the other opinions that Kol Nidre is for the future. Kol yilu doch kim shalol tzarech. But either way, he brings that up of whether Kol Nidre can be done on Yantif, but this relates to Ataras Adarim on Shabbos and Yantif. Even if they call Nidre in the day, so that relates, how do you look at Tosefes? Right? How do you look at Tosefes? If Tosefes, you have to assume Tosefes isn't real, isn't the mamish the day earlier, if you would allow it.
Well, you take the Isurim at least, huh?
The Isurim, so this is a Mechzi, a low-level Isur. Okay, so the Gemara said, is Hafara limited? So Rav Zuti says it is limited. So Amar Rav Ashi, Halot Nanachi, but our Mishnah sounds like it shouldn't be limited. Why? Not our Mishnah that we had yesterday, Nadri Im Chashecha, if a woman makes a neder with 10 minutes left to Shabbos, made for Lach Lo Techshach, so the father, the husband, can be made for it only for those 10 minutes. And then it's finished. The Amri Shal Tzorach HaShabbos Inch, Lo Tzorach HaShabbos Lo, but if we say that Hafara also is limited, and you cannot be made for Shalol Letzarech Shabbos. My Arya Chashecha, Afilu B'toch Hayom Ani Yochol Hafer. The Shalol Letzarechu. The Ron explains what type of neder is the woman making 10 minutes before Shabbos is over. Obviously, a Shalol Letzarech Shabbos one. What could she do for 5 minutes left of Shabbos? It must be a Shalol Letzarech neder. And yet it says the only reason that the husband cannot be Mefer is because you only have 10 minutes left. If she would have made it 5 hours earlier, it could have been Mefer. But what do you mean? We're talking about a neder of Shalol Letzarech Shabbos. Haraya from our Mishnah that you can be Mefer Nedarim even Shalol Letzarech Shabbos. That's a stira. How could we have the Brisa Tani Rav Zuti that says it's limited to Letzarech Shabbos? Well, our Mishnah is Mashma that Nedarim even Shalol Letzarech Shabbos can, the Baal or the father can be Mefer. So the Gemara answers Tanoihi. Really, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. What machlokas tanam? The other machlokas in the Mishnah. Hafaras adarim kol hayom. That one. The Mishnah says that we paskin that hafaras adarim is that day. That day, period, until nightfall. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the other two opinions we had yesterday, are amazed. They said, no, 24 hours. So that's the machlokas tanoim. Whether you have a day or 24 hours, that goof is what's behind whether you could be mefer nidarim shalol letzarach Shabbos. Lamanda amar kol hayom in tfeilo. According to the opinion that says that you can be mefer nidarim only that day, afilu shalol letzarach Shabbos mefer, so then you can even mefer nidarim that are shalol letzarach Shabbos. Why? Because you don't have a choice. If you don't do it today, it's finished. Today's your last time. So if you hold this only till nightfall, so then you can be made for even Shalol Letzarach Shabbos because you're running out of time. Laban to Amar Me'is La'eis, but according to the one who says you have 24 hours, so then Letzarach Shabbos in, Shalol Letzarach Shabbos low. That's not enough of a need, because just be made for tomorrow. So therefore, we don't allow you to do it on Shabbos. And the Brisa just ends off, V'nish'alun l'nadarim she'en Letzarach Shabbos, but She'ela, either way, is limited to Letzarach Shabbos because you can be matzah then after tomorrow. What do you have to go to the Chacham today for? There's no time pressure, and therefore Hatara you could do tomorrow. Hafara depends on what you hold about 24 hours versus that day only. Yeah. Okay. There is a tshuva of the Rashba that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba writes in a Simin Shin Mem Aleph. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchah Shabbos. The third to last simon in Chelek Gimel in the Mishnah Bura. Mishanishba lasos malacha plonis adzman ploni. Somebody swears to do a malacha. I'm going to do a malacha by the 14th, and the 14th happened to be Shabbos, and he didn't do it yet. Balonis damin lo lasosa ad yom haachron shaloso zman. Vosa yom ba Shabbos. V'yesh lo psachim, and he has psachim lahatir his neder nishalan afilu b'Shabbos. That's considered a tzarach Shabbos, even though it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Shabbos just happens to be the last day of his shvuah that he said he was going to do something. So that is still allowed. Said the Rashba, why? Better to violate this iser shvus on Shabbos than to violate shvuah's bitui and not fulfill your real shvuah. That's what the Rashba says in the shvuah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that svara here. Shim lo yatiru lo hayom ha-shvuaso, yabra lo yachal dvaro. Better to violate the iser she'ela b'Shabbos, better than violating the shvuah's bitui. Okay, but what did the Mishnah say earlier? What did the Gemara say earlier? Yeah? What about? Chatei b'shuv yizka chavirecha. Taking it off. So again, that's a more of a realist. I would say this is a lower level of Rabbanan than that. You see She'ela's mutter sometimes. It's mutter with Tzarech Shabbos. So you'd call this a Tzarech Shabbos. You expand the definition of Tzarech Shabbos.
Would it be an
Oneth? Would it be an Oneth? Oneth b'sof hazman. We discussed that. It's only the last day. So if you say that, that's machlokas. The Ksos and the Nesivas discuss it. Okay. But the Mishnah said that if you hold that you only have that day till be Mefer, you can be Mefer even Shalol Tzarech HaShabbos. But some Achronim come up with cases that maybe you don't have, even according to the Mandarim that says that day, maybe there's a way you could do it afterwards. Right? Why doesn't the husband say, or the father say, go to a Chacham tomorrow? That's a choice you have. So Hafar only ends today, but tell her to go to a Chacham. Tell her to go to a Chacham. So again, in that same letter in the back of the Shalmei Nedarim, he says, Ein Adam Rotzeh Shetispazu Ishta Bebezdin. No, the husband doesn't want his wife have to go. Gemara says a number of places. He doesn't want his wife to have to go, so therefore, that's not called a possibility that he could go afterwards. The Sfas Emes, or the last piece in the Sfas Emes on Masecha Shabbos, he also deals with this question. And he says, especially according to those Rishonim, we discussed this earlier at the beginning of the Perek, those Rishonim that say that a woman could get She'ela even after the Baal is making it. So let the Baal be making the Neder, and then a week later that she'll go and have She'ela, and then she'll get rid of the Neder. So there are possibilities to do it after Shabbos. So the Sfas Emes has an important line. He says, V'ulai hakama kizu shehu al das lahafer achar kach, Lohavi hakama klal. V'shuv lo yuchal lohafer achar kach. If you do a hakama, if the husband does a hakama, knowing that he wants to get it rid of afterwards, meaning he's only doing the hakama in order for the woman to do she'ela next week, that doesn't work. Shtika, we said that you can't be shoal on shtika. There's nothing there to be shoal on. But says the Sfas Emes, if he's just going to be making it on Shabbos in order for her to be made for it, shoal it next week, that wouldn't work. So either way, the Achronim say there is no other possibility, and therefore we would allow it on Shabbos according to the opinion that he only has that day. Okay. Iboi lahu. So the Gemara says, Kishalo hayalahem pnai, when we allow hataras nadarim l'tzarech Shabbos, is that only where there was no time to do it before Shabbos? Or do we say it was even if they had time? Even if they had time to do it, if they should have done it before Shabbos, gone to the Chacham, but they didn't, they ran out of time. So would we allow it even then, where it was kind of their fault that they didn't do it before Shabbos? So Tashma, this Dakiko Le Rabbanan Lebrei Derav Zutra Brei Derav Zerav Zeira, Afila Bet Adarim Shoylem Panayim Yibod Yom. Even if there was time beforehand, we would allow it on Shabbos. Sabar Rav Yosef Lameimar. Rav Yosef thought to say, yes, we allow certain She'elas Nadarim on Shabbos, but maybe it's limited. We know there are two ways to do Ataras Nadarim. Two ways. Either to go to three Hediotos, to go to three individuals, Matan Nadarim, like we do Erev Rosh Hashanah, or to go to a Chacham Mumche, to go to a Samach, to go to an expert, a Mumche. So Rav Yosef thought, maybe Nishalon Nadarim B'Shabbos B'Yachin Mumche in B'Shalosh Hediotos Lo, B'Shalosh Chazik Kedina. As the Ron said earlier, he obviously got it from here, maybe we would only allow the Yachin Mumche method on Shabbos, because that looks less like Din. It's only one person. Doesn't look like a Bezdin. But maybe to go to Shlosh Hediotos, we would not allow it on Shabbos. So I'm Le'abaya. So Abaya answered Rav Yosef, no. Kivan Desfirlan Afilu Me'umad Afilu Bekrovim Afilu Balayla. Since we hold that Ataras Nadarim really can even be done while the judges are standing, or they are your relatives, or even at night. So you see, it doesn't look like Din. It doesn't look like it. So even if you don't use these allowances, but still, because you could, so people know it does not look like Din, and therefore even three Hediotos would be mutter on Shabbos. So all psulim, or all problems are allowed by Ataras Nadarim. There's no standard for the Beis Din. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like this, like we just said in Siman Reish Chav Ches Sif Gimel, even B'Shabbos, even Krovim, even Balayla. That's why by Ataras Nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, your father could be in the Beis Din. That's be Matir Nadarim. Krovim are allowed. The Rebbe Kiva Eger though says there on the Shulchan Aruch, people who are psula machmas gufam, they're not allowed. Isha is not allowed. Really, the isha lo, the dafka krovim, the ena psul begufo, the roy ladun lamisha eno krovo, v'chein b'layla, layla, the layla is gorm, there's no psul in the gavra, and a katan is a problem. But these people, they're not, there's only a problem, like your car, you could judge as somebody else. So therefore, there's psule haguf, says the, says Rebbe Kiva Eger, all still would not be allowed. But krovim would be allowed, and layla would be allowed. What about Beis Din Shakul? What about Beis Din Shakul? You're allowed to have an even number Beis Din? That's a big discussion in the Rav Zsolti. He has a piece in the Mishnah Siavetz whether Beis Din Shakul would be allowed. Right? Is that a part of the definition of a Beis Din? Or is it just so you don't have a tie, so you don't care about a tie here? Yeah.
On Rav Rosh Hashanah,
we have Beis Din Shakul, and you have four people sitting.
Yeah.
So do you say the fourth one is really part of the Beis Din? But you're right, he discusses that, whether it's appropriate or not. He says it's a machlokas haposkim. Yeah. No preference. Right, we don't do it. Well, make or adin. It can be done by Laila. Can be done by Laila. Right. Sometimes you want to save time. You don't want to do it in the morning after slichus very long. You do want to do it the night before. Make or adin is mutter. Make or adin is mutter. Okay. Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav Huna Rav. Rav says, Rav Huna quotes Rav, the halacha is halacha befir nedarim alayla. You're allowed to be do hafaras nedarim. We were just speaking about a Torah. Hafaras nedarim can be done at night. The Gemara says, "V'amasri sadi nazar b'leil Shabbos is mefurish a mishnah." The mishnah says, "If she takes another Friday night, it can be made for it Friday night all the way through Shabbos." So ela ema halacha nishalin b'leila. Right, I got it wrong. What Rav really meant to say, what Rav really said was, you could do she'ela at night. So amalei Rav Abba Rav Huna amar Rav Hachi. Rav really said that. Rav Huna quoted Rav. So Rav Abba asks Rav Huna, "Did Rav really say that?" Amalei ishtik. He didn't really say it, but he was quiet. I said it in front of him, and he didn't argue with me. So the next line, there are two ways to read it. We'll read one, then the other. So Amar Le, the Ran is two versions. Ishtik ka'amrit o shisei ka'amrit. So one version is that Rabbi Abba asked Rav Huna, was he quiet? Was Rav quiet when you said that because he was arguing with you? He was upset at you? He was quiet? Or was he so quiet because he was happy with you? He was like kind of saying like, oh, give that man a drink. Shisei ka'amrit. How did you interpret the quietness? You're not sure. So that's one way to read it. Or Rav Huna is asking Rav Abba, why are you asking me what Rav held? Are you happy about what I said, or are you not happy about what I said? Do you want me to be quiet because you are upset about it, or you want to say, give me a drink? Shtei ka'amrit. So either way, either this is a continuation of Rabbi Abba asking Rav Huna, or it's Rav Huna asking Rabbi Abba. Either way, the Gemara then says another story where we see what Rav held. Amar Rav Ika Bar Avit is Dakik Le Rav Larava Bikituna de Bei Rav. Rav was with Rabbi in the base medrash of Rav. Omed Yechidi Balayla. They did it Balayla. So you see, he was Mefer Matir Nedarim even at night. Okay. Amar Rav Amar Rav Nachman Halacha Nishalin Nedarim Omed Yechidi Balayla. As we just said, She'elas Nedarim Hatar Nedarim can be done standing. Alone, yechidi, meaning if you're a yachid memche, ubalayla, and at night, ubishabbos, even on Shabbos, ubikrovim, relatives, vafilu haylam p'nai bibodyo. The most mako, the lowest level type of din, even if they had time to do it beforehand. Period. Ask the Gemara, Omeid, is it? Does Rav Nachman really hold that Omeid is allowed? You're allowed to do it standing. Vahatanya, Yerda Gamliel Menachamar, Rabbi Gamliel was on a donkey, and he got down off the donkey. Vinis Atef, and he put on a talis, which also is a function of din. Vyasha Vihitir Lo Nidro, and he was Matan Adarm. Why do you get off the donkey for? If you could do it Omeid, why do you have to get off the donkey for and sit? So says the Gemara, it's a machlokas tanam, really. But it's based on something else. Rabbi Gabliel Savar, so the Girsos are switched here, in the back of the Ran. Rabbi Gabliel Savar, Ein Poschen Bacharata. Rabbi Gabliel holds, you cannot be Poseach Bacharata. Remember the stories at the end of yesterday's daf. If you do it Bacharata, you need less focus. Because, oh, you feel bad? Okay, great. Pesach, you have to figure out, does he really have a Pesach? Did he really not know about something? So Rabbi Gabliel held that you don't start with Charata, you start with Pesach. And therefore, you have to be oker the nedar totally. So you have to be ma'ayin. You need focus. You need concentration. That's why he sat down. Not because you dafka need to sit down per se for the din, but because he had to focus. So that's why he sat down. Ahachi yashav. That's why he sat down. Rav Nachman savar. Rav Nachman is the opposite. Poskin b'charata. You're allowed to be poskin b'charata, and that's why b'afilo me'umad. And that's why he says you can even do it standing. So therefore, you don't have to focus so much. So just do it. It can be done stand. The Ran here quotes the Rashba, a big chiddush. The Rashba says, since we hold that you're allowed to start with charata, meaning you're allowed to stand, so then even if you don't find charata, a charata, and you have to try to find a Pesach, you can still do it standing. Once you started standing, you can continue standing. That's the Rashba. And so the Ran just says, I don't understand what he's talking about. The whole reason you have to sit is not because of a formal din of sitting or standing. You have to concentrate. So if you didn't find the charata, you have to sit, you have to figure out the Pesach. But he quotes that Rashba. The Rashba seems to say it's more of a formal halacha of din, that once the real poschin is charata, then even if it switches to Pesach, so then he is allowed to do it standing. Yeah. Even one yachid mumcha. Yeah, even one person. A yachid mumcha. A professional. Professional, not anybody. Not a regular person. So that's why we have three when it comes to Hatar Sadarman on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, the Ramah quotes, by the way, now that we're talking about Pesach versus Charata, the Ramah quotes that we always try to get a Pesach. Even though we have a Charata, we always try. The Ramah writes in Reish Chav Ches, in the Siman about Hatar Sadarim, Siv Zayin, that we're not sure, the Shach explains, whether a person is really mischarit full-heartedly. So we always try to get a Pesach if we can. That's the Ramah in Reish Chav Ches, Siv Zayin. Okay, says the Gemara. Amalei Rava Rav Nachman Chazi Mar Hai Me Rabbanan Asami Mar Rava. Rava says, did you see that rabbi who came from Eretz Yisrael? The Yamar, and he said, he reported, is Dakiku Le Rabbanan Lebrei Rav Huna Bar Avin? The rabbis were related to the son of Rav Huna Bar Avin, Vishari Le Nidre, and they were Matir his neder. The Amrulei, and they said to him, Zil Uboy Rachmel Nashon the Chatos. Even though they were Matir his neder, they said, you know what? Do tshuva. You sinned. Just taking the neder, even though they were matu the neder, that was a chait. So you better do tshuva. To Tani Rav Dimi Achua Derv Safra. After all, we learned, we already had this twice in the Masechta. Kol HaNoder, anybody makes a neder, Afa Pishu Makaimo. Even though he fulfills his neder, he does not violate it. Nira Chote, he's still called a sinner. Omar Azvid Maikra, what's the pasuk? Vechi Sechta Lindar. If you stop making nedarim, then you won't have chatoim. Halo chadalt. If you didn't stop, even if you fulfilled it, ika chet, it is a chet. So the Gemara here is comparing fulfilling a neder and even having your neder being nishal. Both of them, you would think that what's the matter? You fulfilled your neder; it's not there anymore. Sheila is not there anymore. Still, the Gemara is saying there's something there that remains, and therefore one shouldn't do it. Even in this case, it's still called a ksas chet.
I mean, if you apply this to Nazir, then it's not like the Rambam or the Rambam. It's a
if you apply this to Nazir, meaning about if you're, why Nazir brings a chatas? Well, the Ramban says because you're still not being a Nazir. Right, because this is a din in the nether itself. Maybe Nazir is special. Maybe Nazir is a special type of nether. We'll have to talk about that in a couple of weeks. Maybe Nazir is a special type of nether. There is a Sefer Chasidim who paskins this way, that Nadarim are inappropriate. And Tuf Tzadik Hei. Tuf Tzadik Hei? No. Tuf, where's my piece here? Tuf Reish Tzadik Hei. Says the Sefer Chasidim. Afa bisha'amru chacham matiras aneder meikaro. Even though we paskin that a chacham is matir the neder, he totally uproots it. Oso shenadar ne'enash alav. You're still going to get a punishment. Listen to his mashal. What's it like when somebody makes a neder and he gets she'ela? Zedome la'adam shemashlich atzmo b'tsoa v'yachriach rochzim oso. Right, you put yourself in soa, in disgusting material, and then you take a shower. It's still disgusting. Right, if people know that this happened to you, so what? They'll look at you and they'll be disgusted. Kach hanoder umatirin lo mikomakom im yorish lo yuchal akayim v'slatiri. Should be matirit if you already made it, but still it is there's something that remains even after the fact. Okay, says the Gemara. Tanya, ha'omer le'ishto kol nedarim she'taduri, i'efshi she'taduri ein zeh neder lo amar klum. Again, this bryce has two ways to interpret it. The Ran quotes both. We'll do one at a time. So the first way we'll do it is this whole bryce is about hakama. The Baal is trying to make him the neder. So if he says to his wife, any nedarim from now on are nothing. I'll be made for anything from now on. Mashma that today is that I already know about. You know, our hukam, is that good enough? He's saying he's getting rid of all Nadarim from here on in. So could we say that that's good enough to say it's a hakama for previous? You should use any of these Lashonos. Kol Nadarim she'taduri in a neder that you will make, efshi that you're going to make a neder, ein ze neder, lo amar klum. That's not explicit enough, and therefore does not function as a hakama. Yafe asisa, but if he says you did good, the ein kamoscha, nobody's like you, you're the best. The imlo nadarta madirech ani, if you didn't do it, I would have done it for you, dvarav kayam. And that's explicit enough of a hakama. That's one way to interpret the brisa. The other way is to assume that the first part, the first half, the resha, is about hafara. And even though it's a lashon of asid here, the Ran explains, it's asid b'makom avar. He uses the lashon of asid, but he really means on the past. If he says to his wife, efshi, it's impossible these nedarim, or it's ein ze neder, so that's not a good lashon of hafara, because hafara has to be explicit. Mashenkin hakama does not have to be as explicit. You could be make him even believe, and that's why the sefer, which is lashonos of hakama, they would work, even though the lashons of hafara would not work. Okay, two ways to interpret that brisa. Next, two dots. Tanya, they added a Tanya here. Lo yomer adam leishto b'shabbes. A person shouldn't tell his wife, even though when he's made for his nedarim on Shabbos, he shouldn't use the regular lashon. He shouldn't say mefer lichi batulechi kederek shomer la bachol. He shouldn't say the regular way that he said the same language of a weekday. Ela omer la sleeve achli tili shasi. He should just say here, have a drink. So have a drink is that's like saying he's mefer the neder. He's giving her a drink. Tili shasi, right? Dafka. These examples are given. The Mefari says because they're eating nefesh, eating and drinking. Vahaneder batul meila, and then the neder is meila batel once he uses this lasha. Amr of Yochanan, Vitzarech Shiyavatel Belibo. But you still have to do bittul in your heart. The Ran explains, because this is a Lashon Garua, it's a weak Lashon. We said really you need something more explicit, but you put the weak Lashon along with what he feels in his heart, so that could be Mitzarech. How could it be Mitzarech? They're both, it's a bad Lashon and it's a Dvarim Shebalev. So the Achiezer, another acronym as well, the Achiezer explains that, no, the point is that usually Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim, because you don't know exactly what's in a person's heart. But if there's an umdana, if you could tell what exactly a person does something that reflects what he's feeling, so then it would be allowed. That's not Dvarim Shebalev. We mentioned a few times, Tosfos has three different levels of Dvarim Shebalev. Some things that are totally clear, and it's not called Dvarim Shebalev, if it's a real umdana demuchach. Tosfos has a kedushin daf mem tes. So here too, the Ran explains that once you say tzliv achli, that reflects what's in your heart, and therefore there is no problem of Dvarim Shebalev. Period. Tanya, Bishamay Yomer B'Shabbes, Mevata B'Libo, B'Chol Motzi B'Svasa. Bishamay says that on Shabbos you have to do it in your heart, but on a weekday obviously you have to say it. Beisil Omer Mechazeh Vechazeh Mevata B'Libo V'Yitzarech L'Hotzi B'Svasa. Beisil says, no, you don't have to. The Ran adds in, as long as you say Tzliv Yishasi. You have to say something. You can't just do it in your heart without anything, but as long as you say Tzliv Yishasi, Tzliv Achli, so then you can even do it B'Svasa. You can even do it in your heart. Period. Amar Reb Yochanan, finishing up, Chacham Sh'amar Balashin Baal, U'Baal Sh'amar Balashin Chacham, Lo Amar Klum. If a Chacham tries to be Mefer, if a husband tries to be Matir, it doesn't work. These are two different ways of getting rid of a neder, right? One is Oker Meikaro, the Chacham, the father is Megis Gaius right now. Tanya, as the Brisa says, Zehadavar, beginning of Parshas Matos, this thing, Chacham Matir Vein Baal Matir, the Chacham can be Matir and not the Baal. Sheyachol, because I would have said otherwise. Uma Chacham Shein Mefer Matir. If a Chacham who cannot be Mefer, he could be Matir. Baal Shem Mefer in Adin Shem Matir, but a Baal who has Koach Afara. Kavachomer, he should be able to be Matir. So Tamalomer, Zehadavar, Chacham Matir Vein Baal Matir. No, Zehadavar, this thing, only a Chacham is able to do this. There are two different ways of getting rid of a neder. Rabbi Yaakov and the Emes Liyakov at the beginning of Parshas Matos has a beautiful idea related to this Zehadavar. Rashi there quotes, the beginning of Parshas Matos, what's Zehadavar? Rashi quotes that all other Nevi'im were Misnabe Beko, Ko Amar Hashem. While Moshe Rabbeinu says Zehadavar. Zehadavar, more clarity. So what exactly does that mean? What's the difference between the Zeh and the Ko, number one? Number two, why is this said only Dafka here? There's many earlier times in the Torah where it says Zeh HaDavar, Zez, and Dafka, Chazal, and Rashi, wait till the Parshas Matos, the end of Bamidbar, to explain the Gavlos, the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbein. So Rabbi Yaakov explains, V'hanir Ali, that in Sanhedrin we have a principle that two Nevi'im are never misnabe b'signon echad. Never. And if they're misnabe, if they say the exact same way, the exact same words, you know they're the Nevi'e Sheker. That's how, quotes from Nevi'im, that's why in the time of Yehoshaphat, he knew that Nevi'e Achav were false, because they said the exact same thing. What's the Bir Hadavar? Why do they have to be different? Because everybody is influenced. So if we express something, each one of us, we're influenced by our background, by our social status, by our financial status. Somebody asked me, is that guy rich? So I might say, yeah, you might say no, depending on how much money we each have. Right? So is that guy smart? And we're always influenced by everything. So says Rabbi Yaakov, that's why every Navi expresses the Dvar Hashem a slightly differently because of who they are. Shigam ishiyut ha-Navi mishtatetaves b'nevuah. Umayim lo l'Navi yesachizayon. And the Navi, based on his kochasav v'tchunosav, he expresses something. That's the pshat of ein misnav b'signon echad. Says Rabbi Yaakov, except Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Ko Amar Hashem. So Hashem said this, basically. But Zeh HaDavar, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is exactly, right, Medaber, the Shechina is Medaber Mitol Grono. That's Zeh HaDavar and Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, so now we come to Nedarim. We come to Nedarim, and by, what's a Neder? A Neder is a person has a power to create a mitzvah or an Avera. I could say, this is Aser to me, it's like a piece of treif. I promise I'm going to jump on, I'm going to hop for 10 minutes. So hopping for 10 minutes is just like putting on tefillin. I could create mitzvahs, I could create averus. The koach of a person to create something. So therefore, in Nedarim specifically, you might have said Moshe Rabbeinu created something. Moshe, you see the koach of a person in the parsha of Nedarim. So maybe Moshe created a lot of this Torah. Zeh HaDavar. Zeh HaDavar, Moshe Rabbeinu, is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. Dafka here, this is said, it's not just a ko, but it's a Zeh HaDavar, Dafka for Moshe Rabbeinu.
So according to Yaakov, that rule that
Right, it's just a mitzias. It's a mitzias, exactly. Okay, we'll stop here. Hagut and Chodesh. The Yeshiva's talking about the Daskal family. Neil Nishas Meir Ben Yoshua.